following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top bed you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to eat you. Meet you.
And ugly people? I was. Until a friend told me about MyEternalFlame.net. All the men are abdominally rated, and they all have jobs. There's so much man candy there.
But do they have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Hurry in for Sears President's Day event and save up to 30% off appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Savings range from 5 to 30% off about 2
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell DeLaga, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. It is time for the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker. We've also got Bill Lentz in the house, a former Kearney administrator and assistant wrestling coach, and he has been across the state as well, currently at David City. We'll chat with him a little bit later on in the program, but we are here to talk wrestling. We're here to talk basketball. We're here to do what we do on the Doug and Daddy Show, a little Husker recruiting as well, a week after it is all finished up. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can email, you can Facebook, you can tweet, and all of it starts on our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can vote on our poll question, you can listen to past Doug and Daddy shows, you can sign up for our Facebook, but of course, as always, the email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And of course, you can call us at 888-455-3776. We'll start with a little wrestling update. Then we'll get into the basketball that's going on, the final real full Friday night of boys' hoops around the state. And the girls' district finals are set in classes C and D. But Larry Baker joins me here. And Larry, this is, for some, a very tough day. They, especially this second round, you had some kids that maybe got knocked out in a tough quarterfinal match last night, and they have to find the motivation to keep going today and try and battle back for a medal. You can get through today, then it seems like the talent shines through on Saturday morning. Huh. Maybe we ought to turn you on somewhere. Where you at, buddy? There you go.
Do I got you?
There you go.
There's no question about that, Doug. And the thing is, as a coach and athlete, this is such a rough day, just simply in the ebb. As a coach, I can tell you it's a terribly tough day in that there are dreams realized, so it's elation, and then there are dreams that are shattered, and for seniors, it means they're shattered forever. So Friday's a very interesting day at the state meet.
We had a lot of things happen yesterday. What are some of the storylines going in to later today when you get to the meat and potatoes at 5 o'clock of the semifinal round?
Well, no question it's in Class A. I mean, there's other drama, but the Class A drama is really interesting. You had Kearney High show up yesterday with a team people thought was a pretty decent team but wasn't going to contend for a title, and they absolutely find themselves at this point right in the thick of things. They've taken a couple tough losses this morning, but they haven't lost anybody that they thought they would get. But with the performance they put on yesterday, they've put themselves right in the thick of things, and I think they're really kind of the story of this meet so far.
Well, Amherst leading D, Grand Island leading, not leading A, but they're right behind Omaha Burke. O'Neill was leading in Class C, and Omaha Scott leading in B. But again, right now, the A and D wrestling is going on here at the state wrestling tournament. Let's give you a few of the results here. We'll catch you up to date on what happened in this first round of WrestleBacks. If you win, you're going again right now. If you lost, unfortunately, your season is over in Class A. Gabe Crocker of Kearney has been eliminated by a pin. Blake Cohen of Grand Island won in the first round of WrestleBacks. Then we did not have another Class A wrestler until you move up to the 138-pound weight class, where Wee Trong of Hastings was a winner by a pin in 340, and Mason Merritt of Kearney was eliminated by a score of 8-2. At 145 pounds, Caleb Wynn of Hastings lost a close one late by a score of 5-4. At 160 pounds, it was James Chamberlain of Kearney winning by a score of 7-1. Brad Anderson of Hastings lost by a pin in 324 in a match he was ahead by, I think, just a point at the time. But that's what happens, getting turned to his back and finishing his season. Jose Zapalos of Grand Island was a winner by pin in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Travis Hartwig of Hastings lost by a first period pin, and he has been eliminated. In the second round, we will get to that in Class A here. What are the results that we have? Well, Blake Cohn of Grand Island lost by a score of 2-0 in Class A, and John Model of Grand Island was a winner by a pin in Class A. Anything else in A?
Yeah, just no, not in A, I guess.
All right, well, we'll take a look at D right now then. And starting in the first round, it was Jeffrey West of Elm Creek pinning Ignacio Rivera of Sutton in a minute 17. Tanner Schnurley of Franklin, a 4-2 win over Ray Ramirez of Elwood. Then we move up to 120 pounds, where Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham was a winner by pin, and Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield was eliminated. At 126 pounds, Jake Neal of Pleasanton and Brandon Treffer of Ravenna both lost by pin in the second period. It was John Dobish of Axtell losing by a second period pin. He has been knocked out of the tournament. Plenty of wrestlers at 138 pounds. Hayden Geis of Elm Creek wins 8-3. Casey DePhillips of Overton wins by a pin. Eric Linneman of Alma lost by a pin, as did Vince Vollmer from Ravenna. Along in Class D at 152 pounds, Eric Rasmussen lost at 4-0-2 by pin from Amherst. At 160 pounds, Ethan Hauserman of Franklin wins 10-5. Tommy Campbell of Wilcox-Hildreth lost by a score of 7-1. His teammate for the Falcons, Vade Jensen, was a winner by pin, so he'll wrestle again later this morning. Alex Cassell of Axtell was a winner by pin, so he moves on in the tournament. At 195 pounds, Garrett Nielsen of Eustis Farnham, he's a winner in just 28 seconds. Peyton Shockey of Amherst lost by a pin. He's been eliminated. Matt Eberle of Ansley Litchfield loses late in his match, 5-4. Tapia of Pleasanton loses by pin, and Dopnik of Harvard is a winner by pin. And finally, at 285 pounds, the sophomore Tanner Hercock gets a nice 2-1 win over a 25-win wrestler, so he stays alive. Robbie Kelly of Sutton has been eliminated. Some of these second-round results early on here, we saw Franklin Shea Shannon and Tanner Schnurley now have been eliminated. Jeff West of Elm Creek got knocked out 4-0. Kevin Linneman of Alma, a winner by a score of 8-0. Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham wins again 4-2. Wyatt Lane of Loop City Arcadia has been eliminated 4-3. Adam Carlson of Sutton, a winner 7-6. And Brant Florell of Amherst, he is a winner by a tech fall 15-0. And Larry, I think you got a couple more results here.
Yeah, just finishing up here, Colton Lammers out of Pleasanton wins 11-5. Brandon Kusick out of Ravenna picks up a win. And Hayden Geis out of Elm Creek wins by a pin.
All right, some good wins there in the last three. So that's what's going on here at the State High School Wrestling Tournament at the moment. And again, these gentlemen trying to get into the wrestling round tonight, one win away from a medal. Let's take a look at our poll question for the day. Who should be ranked number one in college basketball? Well, 64% of you said Indiana, 29% said Miami of Florida, 7% went out and took Duke. Our poll question for the weekend, what should Nerlens Noel do following this season? He is the gentleman that is supposed to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, but tore his ACL when he ran into the basketball standard earlier this week from Kentucky. So what do you do? Do you return to the Kentucky or do you declare for the NBA draft? Larry?
There's no question. You declare for the NBA draft. And here's the thing. One knee injury like this makes you go from the first pick to 2, 3, 4, 5. A second knee injury, you may never go.
Yeah, the money's there. They'll take care of you, whoever drafts you. Of course, a lot of people, these big guys, when they get hurt and they don't produce in the NBA like a Greg Oden, that keeps coming up and keeps coming up. But better take the money and run, son. Do it while you can, and I'll go with you. Declare for the NBA draft. I mean, it's obvious he was not planning to come back to Kentucky if you're going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. So that's our poll question. You can vote on it this weekend at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to vote on our poll question and pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. So many things going on in the world of sports, whether it's on the local scene, whether it's on the state scene, whether it's on the national scene. Just to warm you up a little bit, Nebraska baseball gets underway today out in California at Cal State Bakersfield. Two games set for tomorrow and then USC on Sunday. Also, the Loper baseball team will play at home on Saturday and Sunday as well. The Nebraska women's basketball team, a winner last night in a low-scoring game over Ohio State by a score of 58-39. The UNK wrestling team, well, a little closer than we anticipated, but still a blowout overall, 28-6. The 7th-ranked Lopers defeat 20th-ranked Fort Hays State. The Lopers will head to Chadron next weekend for the Super 4 Regional, and the rest of the MIAA heads to Ashland, Ohio for the Super 2 Regional. And that's what gets you into the NCAA tournament, Bakes.
Yep. Sorry. I was right. Hastings and Grand Island is just starting to match at 138 pounds, and I was writing it down.
I knew you were, buddy. But UNK now heading off to, I was talking UNK regional wrestling, and this is where the important time of the year is now for the collegiate wrestlers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, college wrestling, excuse me, is a little bit different in the way they do their seasons. You know, early you wrestle a lot of opens, then you go through your big dual schedule, and then you take a little bit of time off, and then you hit your regionals or conference tournaments. Then you take a little bit of time off for the nationals, and this is it. Everything you do through the season builds for these big tournaments, these big regional and conference tournaments.
So that's coming up for the Lopers. Of course, their softball team went 1-1 yesterday, including Becky Dunn throwing the first no-hitter for UNK in some 13 years. So congratulations to her. And the Loper softball team is down in Arkansas. They're playing 8 total games over the weekend. A really good chance to get some work in early portion of the season. We've got a lot more to talk about. Let's take a look at what else is going on. Tri-City Storm hockey with us. Again, the Storm just not catching any breaks right now. They go to a shootout last night and get beat, so they continue to lose these one-goal games when they need to find a way to obviously pick up points in the playoff race. They're now 18-21-5. Lincoln is 25-15-3, and the Storm now will hit the road. They're in Sioux City tonight, and they will travel to Omaha on Saturday, and all that action can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And that's what's going on with Storm hockey. And again, we take a look at basketball that's going on. The girls' basketball tournaments going on last night. Not a lot of surprises, but the big game in our area was obviously Kearney Catholic and Minden. And Minden came out, had the lead at the end of the first quarter, and Kearney Catholic caught fire in the second quarter and never looked back. And Larry, I guess I kind of had the feeling one of those teams was going to catch fire last night. We've watched them so much over the last couple of years that they, one of them, at some point every game, they find a way to hit their stride, and they go on big runs, and Minden just couldn't find an answer last night, and it's hard to play catch-up when you're playing two very, very good teams.
Yeah, and it's an amazing thing when you look at it. Of course, the proximity of Kearney and Minden, but to have such a great group it's so sad that they get stuck in the same spot and they've got to fight to get out. You know, Minden's a returning state finalist and they've got a great team, and here they get beat in a tough spot last night, and now they have to sit and cross their fingers and hope and pray that they can still get to the state tournament, because, of course, there's no question Minden is one of the top eight teams in the state of Nebraska, but yet they may not end up down there.
Yeah, and this morning they are not sitting in a very good spot in the wild card points. They are currently – they're sitting in fourth. It's crazy. They moved from sixth to fourth after a loss. But Shadron 1, Kearney Catholic 2, Fillmore Central 3, Minden 4th, Pierce 5th, and Milford 6th in those wild card rankings. And we're looking for Minden to get in. You know, people kept asking me, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win? Well, that didn't matter. I kept telling people, I said, you know what? I don't care who wins. I want them to both go to state. So whatever has to happen for them to both go to state, that's what I want to see happen. And you know what? I'll get a little more greedy. I want to see them both get to state and be on the opposite side of the bracket.
Yeah, it's amazing what you were just saying. Through this process or through the second half of this season, when I had found out that they were both in the same district, sub-district, and one of the things that I kept saying was, you know, geez, how do you think that'll work out? And to a man, every single person I said that to said it won't matter. They're both going to go to the state tournament.
Well, and a lot of people thought that, but both teams bulked up their schedules and maybe lost a couple of games by doing that. Kearney Catholic was Seward and Pearson. For Minden, losing to Holdridge and Northwest is no sad deal. The one game that may, if it comes down to something, and I know that the Minden people will say this, was the loss to Gothenburg in the conference tournament, which was like 77-75 in overtime, and Gothenburg has a very good team, and now everybody in Minden is rooting against Gothenburg because Shadron is who they will play in the district final, and Shadron is number one in the wild card points, and Shadron really messed things up in the volleyball tournament by losing in five sets and kept Minden home from the state volleyball tournament. They were the first team out because Shadron lost to Ogallala, and Minden had beaten Ogallala like four times.
And that's the amazing thing. Think back a year ago, Minden has an incredible run at the state volleyball tournament, an incredible run at the state basketball tournament, and now we could have a situation where they're first out in both and they don't get back.
Yeah, life isn't fair. I get it. But they lost to Holdridge, avenged that loss. They lost to Gothenburg, avenged that loss. They're not going to get a chance to avenge a loss to Northwest, who many people believe is the number one team in Class B. So, come on. If the wild card can't get a team like that in, then the wild card is no good.
One of the things I would love – this will never happen, I understand, but I would love to see this. I mean, the point system is probably the most equitable way. But I'll go to wrestling, for instance. And things have changed a little bit. How they always did the Division I National Tournament – is however your conference worked, if your conference was actually had to be the conference champion or you had to place at your conference, you got to go, okay, to the national tournament. But they always had a meeting directly after the tournament. The coaches all went in a room, and they would vote for wild cards. And they'd say, okay, this kid was sick. He got upset. Whatever happened, we're getting him in. It would be nice to see if you could do it to where you could hold a wild card and award it. Of course, think of the mess that would make, but award it to somebody that has a situation like Minden. They deserve, I guess you only deserve what you earn, I understand.
That'd be a great scenario. They're talking about possibly extending the state tournament to 4 days. Let's do it like the NCAA. Let's just pick a team, and it's a play-in game. 8 versus 9, you do have to play on Wednesday. That's the penalty for using that up, but boy, that would be interesting. And then I guess you'd get a crack at one. Maybe that wouldn't make one very happy because you know you'd be playing the best team that's left out there that didn't get in.
And ironically enough, boy, you could have a situation where it could be number one and number two in the state, right, in the first round.
It'd be awesome. Lots of yelling and screaming. It'd be great.
I love it.
Here are the matchups. We'll take a look at those. We do need to take a break here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth at the state wrestling tournament here high atop the CenturyLink Center. The Midway Auto Dealerships want you to know that it is truck month, and they have Chevy Silverados, and they have got Rams on the lot, brand new 2012 and 2013s with the Rams. The 2013s are all over the place with the Silverados at your Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealers on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check them out today. You can go online, thinkmidway.com to look at their entire inventory. Maybe you're not in the market for a brand new truck. Maybe you just need a little family car. Check out the Chevrolet Cruze starting at under $18,000. They also have a wide variety of the 2013 Chevy Equinox on the lot. And if you're looking for something a little nicer, how about the Chrysler Town & Country starting at under $29,000? It's hassle-free. You're not going to find it any better in the area, folks. It's the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Think Midway. It's a better way at thinkmidway.com. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the State Wrestling Tournament in Omaha. Talk a little more hoops after this.
Refirm weight loss for every reason.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top beds you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.com.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5-hour energy.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Take us on the run, baby. Download the Android app from the Google Play Store and get connected with Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. No more post-sunset or pre-sunrise fade. We're loud and digitally clear. Log in to the Google Play Store. Type in ESPN Superstation to find and download to your mobile. Coming soon, ESPN Superstation on your iPhone 2.
We'll see some breaks of sun early on today, followed by some increasing cloudiness and a chance for a few flurries or snow showers during the afternoon and early into tonight. With daytime highs of 33, we'll fall off to 16 then tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30. And the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on this Friday in Central Nebraska. All things rolling along. We're going to talk with Sean Callahan coming up in our next segment for just a few minutes about the 2014 recruiting class. Can you believe it? There are already guys that Nebraska obviously is looking at, and we will talk about that with Sean coming up in just a little bit.
But don't forget, folks, while you get ready for the weekend, and now when you bring these wrestlers home, they've been dieting, they've been working out, they are just want to gonna hit the buffet line. Why not have a buffet line full of your favorite meats, cheeses, and baked beans from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend? And I'm why does Kerry do this to me? Every time I'm out of town, I think he intentionally makes things like buffalo blue cheese brats. Buffalo blue cheese brats? Are you kidding me, Kerry? What are you kidding me?
Here's what I love. Whenever he gets hungry for something, he makes it for himself and sells it to us. And my wife and I were just in there. It is the greatest place you've ever been to. If you've never been there, you've got to get yourself to Troutman's Meats because it's number one.
It's Highway 30 in Kearney. He has made fresh German sausage just this morning and the buffalo blue cheese brats, fresh breakfast sausage and barbecue baked beans. Maybe you have pushed back your Valentine's celebration to this weekend. We'll grab some Troutman sausage to make a pasta dish. They've got all kinds, it's like Italian and garlic. You can treat your Valentine as well to their certified Angus steak, which is, of course, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. And, of course, this time of the year, you always like a little seafood. Troutman's has plenty of seafood available for the Lenten season as well, crab legs, lobster, shrimp. And then you can top it off with a bottle of wine for your Valentine from Troutman's Quality Meats. It is a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Kerry and the gang open 6 days a week. They do such a tremendous job. As Larry said, it has sold him. And if you know Larry, he is a particular man when it comes to his chow. And if you are as well, you can't do any better than Kerry and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney. We said we would take a look at some of the basketball seedings and sites. This is all next Friday for the girls' district finals. And not all of them are up on the NSAA website as of yet. But Sandy Creek will play Fillmore Central in Aurora at 7:30 on Friday. Kearney Catholic's game with Ainsworth will be in Ord right here on ESPN Radio, and that will tip off at 7 o'clock next Friday. Gothenburg and Shadron will be playing in Sydney at 7 o'clock. In Class C2, Sutton and Palmyra will play at Friend at 7 o'clock. Also, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Wood River will meet in Kennesaw at 7 o'clock next Friday. Silver Lake and Palmer, they're going to play at Grand Island Central Catholic at 7 o'clock. Ansley Litchfield will play O'Neill St. Mary's in Burwell. Alma will play Arapahoe in Bertrand, and those games also at 7. And finally, in D2 next week, Giltner and Axtell will meet up in Gibbon. Brady and Juanita Palisade will meet up in Wallace, and those games, district finals, 7 o'clock next week for the girls. And don't forget, once we put all the state wrestling to bed, then it is the boys' sub-districts next week. We will have the C19 on Classic Hits 98.9 Tuesday and Thursday with Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, Minden, and then the St. Paul Centura winner from Monday night's game.
You know, Doug, this, you setting up those district finals and where they're going to be played. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the atmosphere at the state wrestling tournament, how incredible it is, or the atmosphere at Burke for state track. When it was back in the early 2000s, my brother-in-law, Justin Erickson, played for Loup City, and they went to the state tournament 2 years in a row. And I was dating his sister at the time. We weren't married, so I went to those games with her. And I'm not a big basketball guy. You know, very few live basketball events I usually go to. But the atmosphere at a district final basketball game, it's in a neutral gym, so it's kind of foreign to both towns. Unbelievable atmosphere. If you haven't done that, you've got to get to a district basketball final because they're incredible. The year Overton ended up getting in on the wild card, but Loup City beats Overton in the final. Overton was up by 20 or something in the game, and Loup City came storming back, and just great atmospheres.
Yeah, and we look forward to bringing it to you on our network of stations and, of course, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've talked a little bit about some of the things that are going on this weekend. Don't forget UNK and Hastings College are going to be keeping busy. For Hastings College, they have their NAIA qualifier tomorrow in Fremont for wrestling. The basketball teams will be on the road to wrap up the regular season tomorrow, and Mike Will has the call on 1230 AM KHAS. The UNK basketball teams are at home tomorrow to take on Fort Hays State. The return of Hastings coach Tony Hobson with Fort Hays State up to the UNK Health and Sports Center. That women's and men's doubleheader is set for 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow at UNK. So that's going on as well. Plus, the Midway Snow Jam is going on this weekend. All the little kids' basketball teams, I believe it's over 300 teams that are always in Kearney this weekend. And it's a busy, busy time to keep the youngsters around. And hats off to all you parents that continue to either coach or just get your kids out to compete, whether it's to try and get them some exercise or whether it's over competitive. But it's great that you take the time out, because that's what gets them to places like this, state tournament, district finals, and things like that.
Yeah, no question. And the little kids scene, of course, has exploded. You know, we always had little kids wrestling when I was young, but I mean, the basketball, volleyball, all the club stuff that gets done. And it's it is absolutely amazing. You get to one of those gyms, whether it's wrestling, basketball, whatever, you say 300 teams. Well, that's a lot of little kids
all over the place. And they do a great job of putting that event on, as always, the Midway Snow Jam going on this weekend in and around the Kearney area. So if you're looking for a gym, boom, they are there for you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The NBA All-Star Game is this weekend, and complete coverage here on ESPN Radio. As we said, we've also got the Kearney Catholic Adams Central boys basketball game coming your way tonight. Randy Bushcutter will have the call. That's a 6:45 start time from Cope Gymnasium. The most unique finish to a game that I have covered this year was their championship in the Lou Platt Conference, where obviously it was elation for Kearney Catholic, throwing it off the back of an Adams Central player. Alex Leach then stepped in bounds and hit the shot at the buzzer to win it by two. And for Adams Central, they want some payback. Good rivalry between those two teams. Adams Central took care of it in football. Kearney Catholic's got the better of it in basketball right now. And Adams Central may need a win tonight to keep their wild card hopes alive as well.
That's tough. I mean, you get in those spots where it's win or go home this time of year for a lot of them. And like you say, old Lou Platt Conference foes, and they've battled for years, and they've taken those rivalries within the conference into postseason play in other sports. And that, when those guys get together, most generally it's a pretty electric atmosphere as well.
And finally, before we go into this break here, I have to break the news to our producer engineer Jeff back at the studio. It was a sad night last night, Larry. Me and Jeff kind of go on ESPN's Beat the Streak or Streak for the Cash. It's on ESPN.com, and it's impossible to get like more than two or three of those events in a row. And if you compete in that, and they talk about it on the national scene with Scott Van Pelt and those guys all the time, ran it up to 10 in a row last night. 10 in a row by far. The most I'd ever got was 7. I knocked out 3 of them yesterday while we were on break here at wrestling. So I had 10 in a row going. Most I've ever had. You got to get to like 25 to like 16 gets you on the national board on the front page, but 25 to get some cash. And I had Arizona to beat the Colorado basketball team last night.
Those Buffaloes.
Oh, Matt Schick, I curse you. It wasn't even close.
No. And the thing is, after the way they played the first game this year, I actually thought Arizona would come out and just rip them, you know, with the big controversy that went on the first time they played this year. And Colorado goes and gets them.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's what I was thinking, too. Oh, well, so be it. So be it. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. We'll talk with Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Well, I think I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some breaks of sun early on today, followed by some increasing cloudiness and a chance for a few flurries or snow showers during the afternoon and early into tonight. With daytime highs of 33, we'll fall off to 16 then tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Larry Baker, as the state wrestling tournament is going on. But hey, is this 2013 recruiting class Bo Pelini's best? Well, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com will share his thoughts and show video of the next Husker stars in his yearly trip through the Tri-Cities, the spring tour, getting ready for spring football. And for Sean, he will start off in Hastings on Tuesday, February 26th. Will be at HK Sports Bar and Grill. Then on Wednesday, it'll be Grand Island. Now, this at Indian Head does require you to call for a reservation. It has always been sold out at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. So call for a reservation. That is Wednesday the 27th. And then wrapping things up, back at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney on Thursday the 28th. The event gets underway at 6 o'clock each night. So come on in after work. Hastings the 26th, Grand Island the 27th, Kearney the 28th, and again, Sean will answer all of your Nebraska football recruiting questions. It's made possible by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and, of course, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we are pleased to welcome Sean Callahan into the Doug and Daddy Show as we are live in Omaha. And, Sean, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys, too. It was good seeing you in Grand Island this past weekend.
I'll tell you what, I think I know your impressions, but everybody had nothing but good things to say, except that they need to open up the rest of the concession stands because the lines were too long, which I don't think is a Tino deal. But just your overall impressions, because I think there was a lot of people that came out to the Heartland Event Center for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it was my first time being there. I've never been there either. And just a perfectly sized venue to host something like that. Everybody gets a nice, comfortable seat, you know, and the view is great, really, from everywhere in the place. Yeah, I guess if you recall one complaint, there were only having two concession stands open for 6,000 people wasn't quite enough to get the job done. But that's a small thing in the grand scheme of how good the whole event turned out. And very rarely does an event like Saturday night live up to the hype. But I thought the event with Omaha Central and Oak Hill particularly not only lived up to the hype, I think it over-exceeded probably even what they thought going into it. I'm sure they really thought it could sell out, but getting a sellout, getting a good game, and then getting a Central win, for the crowd there to really have something to cheer about, I don't think Tino can have had that deal go any better than it went, with Omaha Central pulling that thing out. And they're going to be back in there next year, as Eric Barron said after the game. They've signed a two-year contract, so it'll be interesting to see who they bring in next year, and maybe they can get another – top Omaha Metro team to come out there and play an out-of-state team as well. It'd be kind of cool to get two of those type of games in there if they could.
I did notice yesterday the McDonald's All-American team was announced when they played their All-Star game, and I just scanned it real quick, but Akoya Gao did not get selected, and I don't think any of the kids from Oak Hill did either. So I don't know if I was surprised because I don't know, but I was a little disappointed. It would have been cool to see one of those guys in.
Yeah, you know, the kid that's going to Indiana, to me, was their best guy. And he was all, you know, his name escapes me, but he was all over the place. I mean, just there were more dunks and goaltendings than I've ever seen in a high school basketball game before that night. And, you know, Central on their own, right, they had probably four dunks of their own, five dunks, and Oak Hill probably had about six. I mean, I'm just guessing here, but it was, you know, a high-flying high school basketball game with athletes all over the floor. And just when Oak Hill turned on that press, you don't see high school teams press like that. And that's what amazed me about Central, is they were able to get out of those traps and get the ball through when really it didn't look like there was a way out. They were finding ways through the press.
We're talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and Larry's got a couple questions for Sean here in a moment. But is there ever a downtime, Sean? I mean, I would think that this would be the time to take a breath, but you have to continue to put up articles. There's already looking at 2014. There's some names up there. There's a couple good articles up on Husker Online today. So when is take a breather time?
Yeah, there. I mean, probably more in the summer, but right now we've got Robin Washett doing day-to-day basketball. We got Dan Hoppen covering Nebraska baseball more in depth than anybody, and then my recruiting staff is really tackling the 2014. I've got two guys out on the road right now, Nate Klaus and Greg Peterson, that are going to high schools around the state, and then Mike Mattia is chasing down 2014 offers around the nation, and I'm working on a book project as we speak that has to be out in March to be submitted to a publisher. So right now is not a downtime. There is plenty going on for my team at Husker Online. And, you know, spring practice starts earlier this year. The first practice will be on March 2nd with the red-white game on April 6th. Nearly 25,000 tickets have been sold to that already, according to Keith Mann, who told me that today. So, you know, that will be here before we know it.
Sean, Larry here. Kind of a question for you, more not necessarily with regard to an individual. We're talking Nebraska football here. You know, we've seen what this, especially this year with the SEC, with what the SEC has done with recruiting in the last several years. And this year we really saw how they just went out and gobbled up so many of what we're to believe the higher profile guys. What really is the reputation right now of Nebraska, of Bo Pelini? You know, it's, you know, with the regime change, it's really full and taken, gone full circle here. It's his program. And so on, what is the perception out there right now of with regard to the bigger known recruits in the country about coming to Nebraska, playing for Coach Pelini? Where does Nebraska stack up in that?
Well, I mean, that's a hard question just to answer in one answer. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, I think that they're definitely in on a lot of kids nationally. But the toughest thing, you know, the number one thing in recruiting for guys is location. I mean, most kids base their decision on geographic location so their family can attend games. So that will always be something Nebraska has to battle, you know, regardless. But, you know, the SEC, with their emergence with more power teams, it's given more teams and opportunities to convince local guys to stay home instead of leave. Where, you know, back in the 90s, the SEC really wasn't a factor. You had Florida with Steve Spurrier, and that was really the only threat to win a national title. Where now you've got, you know, four or five programs that can legitimately say every year they can win a title. And I think the landscape is so much different down there, and it keeps more kids at home now. You know, and that's the biggest challenge, is you have to convince a guy that, you know, instead of going to a school maybe 3 or 4 hours from their house, that they're going to have to go to a school 1,000 miles from their house. And, you know, that will always be why it's difficult to recruit at Nebraska, but you've got such great tradition, great history and facilities that Nebraska feels like if they can get a guy here to visit, they always have a chance. But the key is you have to get them here. And whether that's a junior day, a spring game, an official visit, you have to get them on campus, and then the rest takes care of itself.
Would you say that basically holds true as well? Like, I asked that question kind of at a macro level. Now if we look at it more regionally, kind of narrowing the focus into the Big Ten and regionally, do those same types of things hold true with regard to, you know, Ohio State and now recruiting against who we have to recruit against there with Urban Meyer? And do those same types of things hold true? Or can Nebraska go into a place like Ohio and Pennsylvania and some of these other states that are pretty rich with talent and pull some of those better kids away, say, from Ohio State versus the ones that didn't get offered from Ohio State?
Well, they did this past year. Courtney Love was a linebacker that picked Nebraska over Ohio State. Urban Meyer called Matt Finnan, Nebraska's offensive line recruit, and tried to get him away from Nebraska, and he stuck with Nebraska. Terrell Newby from Los Angeles, UCLA and Cal, all the way up until the day of signing day, tried to get him. Adam Taylor, LSU, Oklahoma, and Texas all tried to get him out of Houston. He stuck with Nebraska. So it happens a lot. Nebraska did a really good job this year in winning those battles. But, you know, yeah, obviously when you are the home team, you should win. It'd be, if I flipped it to you and asked you it this way, if a kid from Lincoln was offered scholarships from Ohio State or Michigan, you would expect Nebraska to win those battles because they're the home team. And it's the same way with Ohio when there's an Ohio kid. I mean, you know, 9 out of 10 times they should win those battles because of their location and their history and their tradition. But, you know, Nebraska definitely does win their fair share of battles. And I think as long as their recruiting class falls in that 10 to 20 range, it's a pretty good year for Nebraska, considering when you only have one in-state recruit on the entire recruiting class, where in Ohio State, you know, when you look at their last 4 or 5 years of recruiting, I think we did a breakdown, I think their last 5 years, Ohio State has 62 kids from Ohio of their, like, 110 recruits. And where Nebraska the last 5 years has like 11. So it's a huge difference when you have the in-state talent base to really get your class going. And that's the biggest challenge, is Nebraska being the smallest population state of all the BCS schools.
Sean Callahan joining us on our Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Sean, how much stock can we now, especially in this first year of the new recruiting rules, how much stock can we put into early recruiting and early commits? Because it would seem to me that we might get more flip-flopping or even less early commits than we've seen. I'm just kind of looking at your opinion on that.
You know, it is going to be interesting how this month plays out, because last year in February, we saw Michigan and we saw Ohio State. We saw Texas, like usual. A lot of those teams get, you know, 10 to 15 early commits. But, you know, the hard thing is getting those guys to stay committed and keeping them committed. And with the new rules and new contact, unlimited people are going to be able to call recruits from your department. You're going to have unlimited staff members that can work in recruiting. So there are going to be some different wrinkles that we don't know how it's going to go this year, because it's never been like this before. And I think, you know, we won't know. And to ask me this question a year from now, but right now I think everybody's kind of just dipping their toe in the water, kind of seeing what everyone else is going to do. Alabama hired Kevin Steele as their first big hire. You've heard Auburn make some statements that they're going to go all out with this recruiting staff. Bo Pelini and Ross Ells have said that they're going to meet with Sean Eichhorst and kind of let, you know, figure out the direction they want to go. I think everyone's kind of feeling everybody out to see what they do. But this could really change recruiting as we know it if all these things hold through. I know the Big Ten is trying to fight them, so we don't know for sure if they're all going to go through yet. But, you know, it will definitely be a game changer long term in recruiting.
Well, Sean, I hope you had a very happy Valentine's Day, sir.
Hey, you guys too. Enjoy the wrestling. What's going on now? The C, is it the A and the D, or the C and the B?
Yeah, we got A and D. They're just about wrapped up with their wrestlebacks here, and B and C get going at 12:30, and then semifinals at 5. You should come join us, man.
Yeah, I was looking at the team standings in Class A. You've got Grand Island and Kearney both up there. It looks like it's going to go. It should be a pretty good team race this year in Class A.
Yeah, got to catch Omaha Burke, but Burke's trying to snap Grand Island's 4-year winning streak. So we'll see how it plays out, buddy.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Enjoy the wrestling up there.
Thanks for the time, Sean. Take care. Sean Callahan joining us here on our T&L Husker Recruiting Update. T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. And to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives.
Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be back with more from Omaha after this.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
Coachman and Company. It's John Coachman on your drive home.
Jonathan Coachman, the coach.
Oh, yeah.
They know that LeBron James is one of my three favorite athletes of all time. That will not change. But I implored him and I begged him publicly to find a killer instinct. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Jonathan Coachman here. So we play
Who Tweeted It?
3 to 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some breaks of sun early on today, followed by some increasing cloudiness and a chance for a few flurries or snow showers during the afternoon and early into tonight. With daytime highs of 33, we'll fall off to 16 then tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker. Oh, I wish I would have a Big Deli's Deli for lunch sandwich today. Oh, but you can only find them at two locations in Hastings and on top of the hill, Kearney. 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South in Hastings. Top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Home of a bazillion sandwiches. They've got at least 51 to choose from on the back of their takeout menu. Try the half pounder. Order up to 51 bakes. Order up the 51. It's the half pounder. It's got basically everything that the guys and gals behind the counter can slam on there for meat. It is outstanding. And for me, it would last me like the whole weekend.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a sandwich that you go to take a bite out of and your jaw won't fit around it.
Folks, no matter what you want, maybe you just want a turkey sandwich or a ham sandwich. Maybe you want a little combo. Check it out. Love the 48, the 33. It's all good for you. And for all you kids that are going to be in town and parents for the Midway Snow Jam this weekend, you got to feed the troops in, out, fast. You can pack them up. You can put them in the cooler. You can eat them whenever you want. Big Dally's Deli going to take care of you. Check them out on Facebook as well. Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also in Kearney. Well, Banks, what do you think, man? We've just about wrapped up the week, but we've got the most exciting part of the state wrestling tournament still to go.
Yeah, it's coming in front of us. We got our B and C session, and then it's on to the big time. It's been kind of interesting, and Friday morning always is, or the Friday early sessions. And I just one observation I just couldn't help but to see this morning. You know, we talk about dreams being made, dreams being shattered, and Jake Wells from Anselmo Myrna, course, came into the tournament undefeated, rated number one in the state, returning state runner-up. He gets beat yesterday in the quarters, and when he came out to wrestle today, you could plainly see that he didn't want to be here. He did win. He went out and pinned his opponent in the first period, but when he picked up his stuff and headed off, it was with the same emotion that he left yesterday's quarters with. So this thing is so emotion-packed that I just couldn't help but to notice that just here a few minutes ago.
Well, Bill Lance is always with us for our wrestling coverage down here at State, and he is going to give us a couple of minutes here. Bill, what's going on, man?
Well, it's just another exciting time of year as we really get down to the meat of the season, and it's exciting because things aren't as they would maybe usually be in some of these team races. some really, it had to be a really exciting round last night. I unfortunately had to stay home and watch it on my track wrestling, but Scott, for example, must have had a pretty rough night last night. I think three in the semis tonight, and that's the first time they've had that few since their very early days. It looks like an interesting race in Class A and Class C. I think all the class races are going to be interesting, but it's going to be a dandy tonight because things are going to hit the fan tonight, and there's going to be some really great wrestling. There's going to be, I think, in Class A, there's probably just going to be a few matches that are going to swing it one way or the other, and boy, are those going to be some big matches.
We always have folks that put pen to paper and say, well, if there are no upsets, but that's what makes the state tournament in all sports, obviously, all around the world, interesting, and that's the upsets. And, of course, Bill, who's been at Kearney, now is at David City, Hyannis Valentine, you've been all over the state, so you've got, you can pick a story from just about anyone.
Yeah, I guess that maybe goes with older age.
What about your kids from the east central part of the state eastern part of the state, however you want to view that?
Well, you know, it's been interesting because I do follow our team weekly at David City, and we travel a great deal. We were out at Valentine this year. We always go out for their invitational, and Plattsmouth actually somehow found their way to Cherry County and made that an interesting tournament. And we have seen a bulk of the teams from the eastern third of the state. One of the things that David City does, and it's probably the reason we have 10 qualifiers down there this year, is we wrestle everybody we can. We've dueled probably six Class A teams this year. So we've seen just a little bit of everything. We also saw one of my favorite meets this year I went to was at Cross County, where we saw Axtell and Amherst and Pender come into that tournament. And a tournament that was usually just a little bit of a break for us after coming out of Valentine. And boy, did that change the complexion of that. Amherst walked away with that tournament. York finished second. Davis City third. Pender fourth. And it was just a dogfight. So it's really been fun to watch. You see a lot more matchups anymore between the classes. And I think that people are looking for good competition and not worrying as much about who they're wrestling. And that really makes for some interesting pairings and interesting head-to-heads, and it really does make it fun.
And, Bill, before we wrap things up here, because you have been around the sport of wrestling, as we just talked about, the story this week, obviously, is what the International Olympic Committee has done. And yesterday, a big news conference in Iowa that involved the governor. I mean, at the heart, Iowa is United States wrestling. That's where it all, I mean, that's where you talk about it being from, even though you can give Penn State and all these other colleges, but the state of Iowa, it is wrestling. They had a huge news conference yesterday, starting a website, starting keep wrestling going or something like that. But in your gut, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, in my gut, I really think, and I hope I'm right, and I my DNA goes back to Pennsylvania and Iowa, so I'm a little bit biased, but I really do look for the national and international wrestling community to let loose a barrage on the IOC that says, you get this back in. I'm a traditionalist, and I think a lot of wrestlers are. This is one of the two or three sports and events that created the Olympics thousands of years ago and has stayed with it ever since. We like to brag that we are the original sport of sports, and I really do look for a big concerted effort to get this straightened out. You know, I can understand it that possibly freestyle wrestling is not the best spectator sport for television, but it is still a driving force in the Olympics. It's a great international sport, and, you know, bicycle pursuit and things like that, I have, you know, I can't see over wrestling. So I really hope that we see the effort. I tell you what, if they would set Dan Gable onto the IOC, I bet he could convince him. I've seen the guy in action. I've talked to him, and that guy eats, drinks, and bleeds wrestling, and I think he could convince him.
You think so, Bakes?
There's no question.
All right, folks, we have hit the noon hour. Bill, Larry, thanks. We'll do it again here this afternoon for the state semis.
Looking forward to it.
Folks, that's going to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show for this week. Coming up on Monday, we will have a recap, talk to some of the state championship coaches, and hopefully there's multiple. Grand Island right now 1 point behind Omaha Burke. It looks like as they will wrap up this A&D session coming to an end here in the second round. WrestleBacks. Keep it here on ESPN. Classic Hits 98.9 for updates throughout the day, as well as 1230 KHAS. And join us at 5 o'clock, pregame around 4:45 this afternoon, 98.9 FM. We will have live coverage again of all the semifinal matches involving so many area schools and teams that will affect the team race here this weekend. Amherst 84.5, Pender 73, the Class D standings as of this point. So as Larry said, he knew Pender would close the gap in this round, and they did. We want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank Sean Callahan from Husker Online, and we'll talk to you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.